I love that remix, Chance the Rapper and Go Cubs Go. The White Sox fan, who was actually paid by the White Sox. He's like a White Sox ambassador, isn't he? I think he's like on the payroll, or at least they make hats for him. And he's the big remix for Go Cubs Go. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, we were talking right before the news, the idea that tomorrow in Wrigleyville is not just about the game. Of course, everybody is really excited about that, but it's also about the party. Clark Street's going to be jumping. We've seen all day long these stories of cover charges and food packages and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to get in. People standing in line for hours to be able to, I guess, sample the culture that is Clark Street in Wrigleyville. One woman we've had on the program before, she really should be the unofficial historian, if not the unofficial tour guide for Wrigleyville, Colleen Henneman. She is also known as Drunk Cubs Fan, and she is in Wrigleyville as we speak, getting ready for the big, big game tomorrow, because you know what? The truth is, you got to start standing in line now. Colleen Henneman, welcome to the download.
Oh, my God. What is up? This is the year. We're going to do it. But this is happening. How are you, Jason? Woo! Go Cubs. Was that version of Go Cubs Go 3 times faster, or am I really, really drunk?
No, it was a remix. It's So you're standing in line.
Okay,
what bar are you standing in line for?
No, man, I don't stand in line. I'm not going to stand in line with people from Mundelein or Barrington or Gary. Coming over the border, # build a wall. I've been here. I blacked off work 4.5 weeks ago. I have not been to work, and I've just been here in the area. Right now, I'm in sort of an alley, or it's like where they like throw the grease trap. I'm behind Rocket on Clark, and I Shawshank this, man. I can go from here right into the back of Yaxies and then cross back over. I'll zigzag. I'm not paying any cover charge. If your license says any, like 606 anything, you know, I'm not, no. And tell the alderman, you know, what is the face value of waiting in line at Yaxies? What is the face value of waiting in line at Deuces? I was, you know, like, I get it. They're all yelling at their big chairs because they thought they were going to get it. So I'm here, and yeah. I think I got fired because I haven't been to work. My phone says, what does it say, 213 missed calls from California Tan. But I'm just going to call them back in November, and they're going to understand. Nobody needs a tan right now.
Right.
Nobody needs a tan right now. People aren't tuning in to Fox to see Chicago Cubs fans with tans.
Right, right. Now, I think you're okay. I think California Tan will let you back in once this is over. They have to understand. They know you. Okay, so, I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, the Cubs have not won for so many years, 71 years. Talk a little bit about what you know about the Cubs culture, the Cubs history from your time on Clark Street in Wrigleyville.
Well, I know a ton because this other night I was at Irish Oak, and I met this guy who was there, and he said he was a historian, and he was, like, telling me all this stuff about when last time they were doing this, you know, and it was, like, 1908, and there's, like, is amazing how much has changed. There's, like, so much that has changed. Like, the last time Cubs were in World Series, like, baseball teams were, like, allowed to have super racist mascot names. Like, that was just a thing. Like, you could just, like, have a really racist
right.
name for a team. And, like, last time Cubs were in World Series, like, most of the people at Wrigley Field were white Chicagoans. You know, it was like predominantly Caucasian fans.
Right.
And
right.
Last time Cubs were in World Series, like, city didn't really care that much about reaching the public transportation for everyone. So like the public transportation stopped at 95th, even though like South Side keeps going for a lot more numbers. And, like, it's all this stuff. Like, last time it was, like, Teddy Roosevelt was president. And then later his was his cousin or something, or his brother-in-law became president after FDR. And, like, now, like, you never vote in a president that was, like, related. Like, what is this, a monarchy? You know what I mean? Like, so much has changed.
So much.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Well, I mean, a lot of people are getting emotional this week. I mean, obviously you're in Wrigleyville.
God.
What's it like to think about?
I mean, just hearing you say the word emotional makes me like get emotional, because this is like something that I've talked about this with people in bars for like my whole, since I was like 17 and going to bars, and like now it's happening. This is our year. And I think about all the people that aren't here to see this, like my grandma and my papa and that McDonald's across the street from Wrigley. Like that McDonald's, that poor McDonald's, like it was here forever.
Right.
And like, and now it's not here. And like, that just seems really unfair. And that was my McDonald's. Like that was it, McDonald's I would stumble to after I woke up under Don Zimmer. Like there's nothing better than watching a Chicago sunrise under the shadow of Don Zimmer, and you're just like, it's time for a McGriddle. You know, I'm going to clasp my bra back on and, like, go across the street and get, like, you know, God, just think of it, Jason. Like, that is not there, and now it could be all-day breakfast.
Right. Colleen Henneman, my guest tonight, she's already in Wrigleyville. She's been there for 4.5 weeks, just sort of living off the land, living off the bars.
Yeah.
Let's continue. I'm interested, you know, for you, and I mean, this is such an important time, but it's also this team is great. I know we've talked before, Colleen, has different teams, different places, but this team, there's something about this team that you really
this
love.
Team. Oh my God. Well, first of all, it's like a boy band. It's like a boy band of sports teams. Like there's something for everybody. And, like, I mean, let's start with Schwarber, because that guy can pinch hit me up any time. And, like, I love it because, like, doctors are like, it's too dangerous for you to stand still, but we'll make you, like, you know, crush one into the – do you see that one where he, like, hit the ball and it like went in the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. The home run, right?
And they were like, leave the ball there. You know, everybody was like chanting next day when they found it.
Right.
It's like, I would have his ball on my scoreboard anytime. And that's like a euphemism for sex.
All right.
Like,
right.
But I have an idea, because this dude, he's so like, do you see the videos of his swing choir?
Right. Yes. We talked about this
videos.
The purple pizzazz, right.
Yeah, man, this guy can do it all. And so I have an idea, because season's going to end soon and we're going to be victorious. And I say he rides that fame. And Schwarber, if you're listening, here's my idea. Here's my proposition. You and I, we start a falafel place next to Nuts on Clark. We call it Schwarber Shawarma. And you go in there and you get some grilled meat.
Right.
That rolls off the tongue.
It really does. There's a lot of alliteration.
And then it
will
be like,
right?
Yeah, meat so good, meat so good, you won't mind it when you find a little bit in your soul patch tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What about the Cleveland Indians? I mean, for you, I as a diehard fan of baseball, and I know you watch the games religiously, what do you think of the Cleveland Indians?
Well, first of all, I just have one comment, and I don't think it's fair. I don't understand how Carlos Santana is allowed to do two jobs. You either are a musician or you play for a baseball team and go World Series. Like, I just feel like Carlos Santana should just, like, stick with doing duets with Rob Zombie. And like, just, right. I don't get it. I don't think there should be a crossover. Right. I mean, is that guy related to Joan Baez? Because that might be a little bit different.
Javi Baez and Joan Baez. I don't think they're related. I have to look that up.
Okay.
Pete's looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
Tell Paige to text me once he knows. But anyway, I think like that's sneaky of Indians to have like, oh, we're also going to have famous musicians play too. So like, no. That's no. That's a no.
Well, Colleen,
also, like,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, no, you go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I don't want to cut. Like, I don't want to cut you off.
What? Oh God, you can't. I mean, I just like go all night. You know, my flavor of the month is Ross.
Oh yeah, David Ross, the catcher, right?
Give me Ross. All he is so hot, and you know what's so hot about him is he literally could be the great grandfather of Ash Russell. Like he literally could be. I mean, it's in like, and he's still like 2 years younger than me. But that's like, it's awesome right there that he's like, you know, old man Ross, and he's just, you know what he looks like? You know who he looks like? He looks like that guy that's married to Overboard.
Overboard.
You know the Overboard? You know that movie where their lady gets conked on the head?
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn. He looks like
Kurt Russell.
Goldie Hawn's. Yeah. We might want to fact check that. Have Pete fact check that too.
I'll check it. David Ross is Kurt Russell.
He looks like Overboard.
Okay.
Overboard husband.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things happening this weekend. You know, you have a lot of things on it. Are you going to any of the games?
Oh, man. No, I don't have tickets. But I'm holding out. Like, what I'm doing right now is laying the groundwork. It's kind of like, if not very different than campaigning. You know what I mean? Like, I got to pay attention to the swing states, and for me that's like deuces, that's like red ivy, sluggers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that has like a lot of crossover fan base. The closer you get to the field, the more likely you are to stumble into somebody who's like, you look nice, and we French kissed in line for the bathroom. Do you want my extra ticket?
Right.
Because I totally was going to go with Tom Tunney, and then all hell broke loose, and I called Coco Joe, all these dudes fail, right? Yeah, and I'm like, if you're my alderman, you know what I mean? If they don't have a right, like what right do I have?
Right.
So, yeah. So I'm just gonna like, my plan is like, I'm not paying any covers either. So once I get to the bar that I want to be at for like majority of tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm just going to like, I have 7 coats with me. So I'm just going to like spread my coats around a big table and like order some poppers and then just like, and get like just pound ice water. And then, you know, by the time people start rolling in, I'll be like, all 7 of my friends are in the bathroom.
Right. That's a strong game plan. You know all the bars. I mean, it's interesting. What's your favorite Wrigleyville bar?
Oh man, that's like asking that lady with all those children on that TLC show to pick her favorite child. You know what I mean? How's she going to do that? A, because they all pretty much have the same name. They all start with the same letter. But B, it's like they're all her kids.
Right.
So for me, there's like special memories in every single one of those bars.
Right, right.
Like, you know, and it's Cubs and beyond. Like, my mind is going to explode because this is my plan. We roll right through World Series. We go Halloween, then finishing out the series if we need, and then I'm just rolling right into T-Box. Like, I'm never leaving Wrigley. But, so, like, this is, like, it's unbelievable. But for me, I gotta say, if you press me on the issue and you held my feet to the fire, I'd have to say, Mullins, because it's got a golden tee, which was my first.
The first golden tee you've ever played?
And no, the first one I had sex on.
Right there, here it is. Colleen Henneman, drunk Cubs fan. I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. I know that you have business to take care of to secure your spot at whatever bar you choose to go to this weekend. You know, be responsible, but at the same time, go Cubs. Right, Colleen?
I mean, go Cubs. Go Cubs, go. Boom, boom. Go Cubs, go.
Right.
Hey, Chicago, what do you... you know, thank God that thing doesn't have a lot more verses. It's just like tight and right. It's like all we can handle after 100 years. It's right. Like, keep it simple. You know what I mean?
Right. Colleen Henneman, thanks so much. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for joining me, too. I had a blast, and I will see you around. If you see me, just come up to me and give me a hug, because we're doing this is going to be it, you guys. And then I don't know, but like, this is for me, is just a thing for, hold on, I gotta go.
All right.
My popper's already.
All right, Colleen, thank you so much for joining us. Colleen Henneman, oh, what a great time.